Name of church is Fellowship Baptist Church in Conner Springs, up near, near Hickory. Brother Landon is a dear brother. How many has never met or heard? How many has never heard Landon Rice preach? How many has never heard? Have never met him before? I guess the same true problem. Come on, Brother Landon, and I wish we'd give you an hour, but Brother Landon's an older man than I am, but probably, and we already have a little something to go with that age bracket. But we just got some of fellows to work in. Come on, Brother Landon. Preach till the light cuts on. We love you. It'll be at least 15 minutes. If you go 20, just go 20 minutes. Your age will give you 5 extra minutes. Praise God.
What do you mean, Ray? Well, it's good to be in the Lord's house. I certainly appreciate the service this far. Appreciate the good singing. Appreciate both messages. Sitting back there thinking it's good when God comes by, when he shows up. When he shows up and when he shows out, it's a little bit better, isn't it? Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Brother Bobby. In the book of Matthew, chapter 3, if you've got a Bible, I'll read 2 or 3 verses there, 3 or 4 verses, and try to say a few things and get out of the way. If you found Matthew 3 and verse 1, it says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiments of camel hair and leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. Think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Now also is the axe laid under the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I'll just stop right there for the sake of time. But I'm interested in verse 5 and verse 6, where the Bible said, then went out to him, talking about John, Jerusalem and all Judea and all regions round about Jordan. And listen to this. And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Now that was a wonderful scene. Anytime you see a person confessing their sins and turning to Jesus, it's a wonderful scene. Much could be said, and you preachers could say more about it than I can, but much could be said about this. But one day I was reading this, and the thought got in my heart. And I thought about it last night and all morning since I've been here, about there was just a moving of God, a moving of God around there. And for just a few minutes, I'd like to just talk about that on some things that would bring a moving of God. Let me just say this briefly. I come out of a little town called Marshall, the other side of Asheville, North Carolina. And I can remember God coming through those hills, through those churches back up there in the mountains. I was saved in 1947. And I appreciate God coming by my way. I'm reminded of what Jesus said when he said, no man cometh unto the Father except he draweth him. In other words, the Holy Ghost has to come by and touch a heart and point him to God. And Very briefly, let me say, I believe this is one of the things that David was talking about in the 85th Psalms when he talks about in verse 6. And he said, Lord, will thou not revive us again? Other words, God, won't you come by and do it again? And I remember seeing some old-timers walk 4 or 5 miles and get out on the side of the hill from the church and bow before God and pray and cry unto Him. And I've heard them say, Lord, won't you come by again? Give us just 2 or 3 things that I believe that will, and I know that God does what He wants to do, but I believe there's some things that God honors, and one of them is, I want to say that I believe the preaching of the Word of God will bring a moving of God. Hallelujah. I bless His name today for the hour and for the day that an old-time preacher stood in the pulpit and looked me in the face and preached to me, and it pricked my heart and turned me to God. And I say, after a while, hey, listen to me. The Bible said, and it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Don't you thank God today? Hey, folks, we're saved today because somebody, God, God moved on a soul somewhere's back up the road, maybe in some little cabin. God spoke to a man and sent him out and anointed him and put him in a pulpit. And he stood there and preached, thus saith the Lord. I'm so glad that old brother preacher by the name of Kimsey Ball didn't tell me, you just need to join our church. You do this or do that. But no. I remember him looking me in the face and preaching that. And I thought about, dear God, my mother has told him all about me. But you know one thing, it wasn't my mother that told him about that. But it was God that moved on his soul. It was the Lord that touched him and said, there's a little orphan boy down there tonight that needs to be saved. And he just preached to me and preached to me. And the Word of God touched my heart. And I got saved by the grace of God. I remember, let me give you this right fast. I remember going to church down there at Big Law Baptist Church, and the preacher would get up and preach, and I'd go home that night, walk up the road, and look up at the stars. I'd say, God, when are you going to do something for me? When are you coming my way, God? But one night about 9:30, the Holy Ghost setting in the service. Are you catching what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost come by and said, son, I've come for you. How'd you like to get in God's family? I appreciated my family, the Rice family. But boy, they couldn't do for me what God done for me. Oh, no, I'm going to stick this in my pocket. If it don't work, it'll just don't work. But don't you think, hey, preaching all time. I'm not a preacher much. I'd crawl under a pew and let somebody else preach any time. But I bless His name for that preaching that night that turned me to God. I say what Paul said to Timothy when he said, just preach, just preach. And I believe there is a difference, don't you? Bless His name. You say, but preach about what? Well, I'm so glad you've asked. Preach on repentance. Look what verse says. Who said? And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Preach on repentance. Preach on the Lamb. Preach on the grace of God. Preach on His return. You know what I believe? Brother Bobby, I believe we're coming down right before He's a-fixing. Come back and get us out of here. But I say, glory to God, if He'd come before 12 o'clock, that'd be the best thing that can happen around here. The preaching of the Word of God will bring a moving of God after a while. But then let me say something else to us right quick. I say the scriptural praying will bring a moving of God. I'm talking about scriptural praying. Lord, have mercy. Now, some of you will understand this, and some won't. But the meeting that I got saved in, it run about 3 or 4 weeks.
The men would gather out on that side of the church in the woods, and the ladies would gather out on this side. I said this one time in a meeting, and some of them looked at me as if to say, "What in the world are you talking about?" And I said, "I remember walking down the road, them men had gathered out over there praying. They sound like a bunch of foxhounds running around the side of the mountain. You catching what I'm saying?" But I want to tell you one thing. When we got in the church, nobody had to pull somebody. Nobody had to push somebody. This God, when we got in there, here come God. God had come by. I told this somewhere the other night. I told him, "You know, the ladies used to carry these little old bitty handkerchiefs. You know what I'm talking about? I've got my eyes slapped a many of a time. Them mothers run down the aisle shouting and praising God. I'm going to tell you, they'd pray through, honey. When they got out there in the woods, they'd pray through, and here'd come God. When they got in the house of God, they went to worship, honey. They'd worship God, and God had come through and sweetened our soul up. We went back up the road, Brother Bobby, many of us, singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me." Matter of fact, let me give you this. This God, that used to happen in our homes. My mother was left with two boys and two girls. I was 6 years old, and two girls younger than me. I seen her get the family Bible down of a night and read that Bible. And I've heard her say, "Lord, you gave me my children, and I'm going to give them back to you. God help." She'd tuck us in the bed of a night. She'd put her little hands up and pull a cover up around us. And it felt like God pulled a cover up over my head. Are you catching what I'm saying? I say all time, Holy Ghost preaching and scriptural praying will bring God. I went to the table a many of a time after my mama has prayed and couldn't eat, just sit there and look at her. I say, "Bless God for our mothers, Brother Bobby. Hallelujah." The next time I see her, she won't be a praying. She'll be a shouting of victory. Scripture praying. And then let me say this very briefly. Holy Ghost worship. Holy Ghost worship will bring God. I mean, it'll bring a moving of God. Can I give you this right? I found this. Some of you fellas know where it come from. But let me give you this. See, we come to church a lot of times and we think, well, we have really worshiped. But I like what this man said. He said, "Worship is to quicken the conscience by the wholeness of God. Worship is to feed the mind with the truth of God. Worship is to purge imagination by the beauty of God. Worship is to open the heart to the love of God." Wherever that feller's at to preach first this morning, God bless you. Wouldn't it be a blessing if all of us had the touch of God on us like that? My Lord, brother, stay in there and don't change one thing. But it said worship is to devote the will to the purpose of God. Worship is all that we are, reacting to all that He is. In closing, I believe heartfelt praise will bring a moving of God. Really, Brother Bobby, if that's all that counts anyway, what that comes out of here is the only thing that counts. Well, I said it, Globe, but I got to give you this. Loving one another will bring God around after a while. I told Brother Arnold to come over here this morning. I said, "You know," I said, "I told a person who was talking about preachers, and I mentioned Brother Bobby last week. I was in a meeting. And I said, "You know one thing? I believe Bobby's a preacher's friend. Loves preachers. God bless you. I appreciate you letting me come by. Amen."